him, sweetest friends, this shir should be Leilui Nishmas, Harav Eliyahu Bakshi Doron, who was the Rav HaRashi HaSfaradi Shel Medinat Yisrael, and he was nifter from the coronavirus, and therefore I thought that it would be a wonderful schus for his neshama and a schus for us to learn his Torah. He has a wonderful set of svarim called the Binyan Av. I have 5 volumes of tshuvis. Maybe there are more. I have on the computer. And then there is another volume on Refuah B'Halacha. And then he has another 3 volumes of Sichot U'Ma'amarim and Yanei Musar and Ashkafa. So this is going to be based on Siman Aleph of his Sefer on Refuah B'Halacha. So the question was asked, a person said, B'minyan bo ani mitpalel, hitpalel b'shato yudi yakar, shaleit ziknato nechlash yamagir lebet ha-kneset b'levayat b'no. B'yom min hayamim, kshenekra la'alot la'torah, נשאר עומד במקומו לתייתם של הגבאים, השיב הבן שאביו חולה אלצהיימר, הסובר מאובדן זיכרון ואין ביכולתו לברך, ואף להבין את משמע אוזניו. So, they call this man, used to, old man used to come to shul with his son, they call him up once to the Torah, and Nebuch, he doesn't come up, doesn't know what's going on. The son explains, my father has Alzheimer's, and therefore he can't, he doesn't really know what's going on. That's why he didn't go up to the Torah. Now the problem is, sometimes they want to be mitzarif him to the minyan. So are you allowed to be, that's our shayla, are you allowed to be mitzarif an Alzheimer's patient to the minyan? That's a very big question. It says in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Siman Nun Hei Seif Vav that a Yashen is mitzarif l'minyan, even though he's not davening and he doesn't hear what's going on. So maybe he's like a sleeper, a person who's sleeping. If a sleeper is mitzarif, maybe he can be mitzarif. Or maybe no, maybe he's worse, because somebody who's sleeping is at least a ben das, you could wake him up. But this person's not even a ben das. The mugger of the halacha that a yashen is mitzarif kasiri l'minyan, the Beis Yosef brings divrei agos maimoni shim hischil echad l'spal levado ve'eno yochol lanos imam ve'en kanelatisha shiuchlu lanos afilu achim mitzarif imam l'chsiv v'nekdashti v'serich b'nei Yisrael de'akol asara b'nei kedushan inu shchina sharia, that if somebody starts davening alone and he can't answer with them, and there are only 9 people who are able to answer, nevertheless, this person who's davening, who can't answer, is mitzarif, because as long as there are 10 people there, that's enough. And he adds, "Mikan loman mori arava godrin or Yaakov bar be rav, she'im haya echad yoshein mitzarif, im tisha, lekadish v'lekedusha." So one person can also join 9 for kadish and kedusha, because there are 10 people who are b'nei kedusha. So the Shechinah Shor, that's enough for us. So on this Chiddush of the Ma'ariv Rav, that a Yashin has the same din as somebody who's davening, because neither of them can answer, asks the Taz and Sif Katan Dalid that a Mispalel can at least be Mechavein Libo L'Tfilas HaTzibur Shomea Keone Mashen Kein Yashin. Yashin's Bechalal not here, in a different world. And he adds and asks more. You can't compare somebody who didn't daven and can't even, who's not davening and can't even hear, afilu eno shemea klal, to someone who's here. You can't compare somebody who's not davening and doesn't even hear, to someone who's sleeping. You can't compare somebody who's not davening, he doesn't even hear, but you can't compare that to someone who's sleeping. Sleeping has no kedusha, because the Zohar says that the neshama leaves when a person's sleeping, and therefore don't be mitzarei if this yashen to the minyan. No, he doesn't belong. And even according to those shitas that are machshir tseiruf katan amuta barisa l'minyan, those shitas that say that a baby can be mitzarif as a tenth man or as a tenth person, that's only a katan, that we can't make him into a gadol. But a yashen, wake him up. So the taina of the Taz is first of all, a guy who's davening, at least he can listen up and be yotzei shomea keone. A yashen can't. Another kasha is that a yashen can't be mitzdarev because his soul isn't even here. Maybe someone's not davening with them, he's not even listening, but at least he's here. This guy's soul is mistalek, is a ruach atum b'sharelav. And another problem is that wake him up! If he's sleeping, wake him up! And he paskins that you can't be mekel about a sleeping person l'chatchila, wake him up, so paskins the pri chadosh. Not to be mitzaref, at least lechatchila, a sleeping person, wake him up. The prima gadim, after he writes that if you can't wake him up, and you're somech on the Shulchan Aruch lo hifsid, he's mitzadeh she'efsher shekol zeh ol inyan seiref hayashin lekadish velekedusha, velo lechazaras hashatz. Sham netzrechas anias amin gemura adei shar mispalim. So, you want to be mitzarif him? Maybe that's only Kaddish and Kedusha. When it comes to Chazaras Hashatz, no go. There Imamish has to answer. Ben Ishchai writes in Parshas Vayichi, Ein letzarif Yashon Kasiri leChazaras Hashatz. However, the Magen Avram wasn't Mechalik, didn't ask like the Kaddishes of the Taz, so he paskins that a Yashon is mitzarif even for Chazaras Hashatz. And so writes Chacham Ovadia in his Tshuva Nichavidas in Chelek Beis Ivav and in the Halichas Olam Chelek Aleph Parshas Vayera, that a Yoshein is mitzdarev gam litfila. O Kedivrei HaShulchan Aruch. So says Harav Bakshi Doron, V'hine afilu lesvarat ha-mahmirim שלא לצרף ישן לעשרה, יש לדון אם נכון להחמיר גם בחולה אלצהיימר. Even according to those who are machmir, and they don't want to be mitzarif, a sleeping person, to the 10, what about an Alzheimer patient? So according to what the Taz says, that a sleeping person has a ruach hatuma, and therefore he's not mitzarif for the kedusha of Israel, that wouldn't apply to an Alzheimer patient because he's awake. And also according to the reason of the Taz, that a sleeping guy wake him up, but for the Alzheimer's patient that's not an option. The klal that stands at the foundation of the halacha of tzeiruf yashen laminyan is kol be'asara shchinta sharia. Baragil l'chol amirat davar shebekdusha netzrechet himatzutam shel asara miYisrael scharim b'nei chorim achayevim b'mitzvot. Bepashtut, קדושת אותם העשרה היא תוצאת חיובם במצוות, ולכן גדול שוטה או קטן הפטורים ממצוות אינם רואים לצירוף עשרה. So normally, Rav Bakshi Doron has a very smooth, clear, somewhat modern writing style, which makes it easier for the, I don't mean modern in the sense of not so from, but modern in the sense of contemporary. So it makes it easy for a person who knows contemporary Hebrew to understand. So normally, when you say Dvarim Shebekedusha, you need 10 Asara Miyisrael, 10 free males who are chayiv in mitzvahs. So Bepashtus, the Kedusha of those 10 is an outcome of their chiyuv in mitzvahs, and therefore a gadol who's a shota or a katan that are patur mitzvahs aren't ruuyim v'tzeirufasara. And therefore, yesh ladun is a sleeping person considered chayiv in mitzvahs, and therefore he has kedusha. Or since he's not responsible for his ma'isim, he's pater mikol ha-mitzvahs, and he's mufka l'fisha mikedushas asara miyisrael b'stei chemed b'mareches hayud klal lamedalid herich b'shitos haposkim odos yashin shikiyem mitzvah. Is it considered a mitzvah when a sleeping person's mekayim a mitzvah, or is it not considered a mitzvah? On one hand, he doesn't have kavana, he doesn't have das. So maybe it's nothing. It's a famous question discussed by Shlomo Zalman and others about taking a sleeping person out of a sukkah. So he considered these mekayim a mitzvah then? He brings there the Shelas Yaivitz brought in the Sefer Chaim V'Shalom. L'gabay misha ba'al ishto b'shnato v'nitabra v'yalda shelo kiyem b'ze mitzvat piriya v'rivya. Somebody who had bia with his wife when he was sleeping. No piriya v'rivya. He's not a bar das. So, according to that, a yashin isn't chayev. He can't be mekayim mitzvahs. Therefore, he doesn't have kedusha, and the shechina is not sure on him. But the Stei Chemed notes the Tosfos Sanhedrin Zayin Amud Aleph, and in that, the Gemara says that a person who becomes a shote and then he becomes sane again, harei uki yashin. The Gemara is mechalek that a shelt is mamish, not mamish like a yashen. A yashen, you can bring on him a carbon chatas, and he's going to have a kapara. Like we find a shaleh chatas of Medina Sayam, makriven oso lishmo, and you're not choshish that he's sleeping. Mashen kain, a shelt, this is the Gemara, is not a bar kapara at all. He's not worthy of atonement at all. So you see that a yashen is a bar kapara, he's not like a shelt. And since he's miskaber, it's mashman, he's a bar chiyuv. So if that's the case, is the Stei Chemed, Lefitosis would come out that if he does a mitzvah, it's a schus. Because you see that that the Gemara says that he's, the Gemara compares a shota to a yashen, and then Tosis says it's not mamish like a yashen. Because a yashen, when someone's sleeping, so you can't be makrif for him a carbon chatas. Well, you can be makir from a carbon chatas, but a shelter you can't be. So you see that a yashin can achieve kapara and a shelter can't. So since he's miskaper, it's mashmi, he's a bar chiyuv. And if that's the case, he can also do a mitzvah. If he does a mitzvah b'shein naso, it's considered a mitzvah. So maybe that would be the same achlokas legabei tzeruf l'minyan. According to the Maribei Rav, a yashin could be mekayim mitzvahs. If he could be mekayim mitzvahs, therefore he has kedusha, and you could be mitzarif him to 10. But the Taz would say no. Taz would hold that he's not a bardas, and he's not b'toras kiyum mitzvahs, and memeli doesn't have kedusha. We see by Inone, even though he's a ben das, the chida holds Rov Poskim, he's not mitzdarev to a minion, because he's pater min ha-mitzvahs. So it's muchach that if he's not chayiv in mitzvahs b'fa'al, he's not mitzdarev to a minion. Ve'ein bo kedusha. According to that, a yashen shu pater min mitzvahs is also not mitzdarev to a minion, because it's all talui in chiyuv in mitzvahs. And he's garua from an onan. From an onan, why? Because the Birka Yosef brings the svar of the Prichadosh to be machshir only the tzeref asara when other people are busy with the kavura. Because if he wants, he can be mekayim a mitzvah, so he can be mitzdarif to a minyan. So you see that an onen b'shasha meisun muta lefanav, he's not allowed to be mekayim mitzvahs, but he's not mufka mikedusha. And therefore, if other people are misasik b'kvura, he can be mitzdarif to a minyan. Lahavdu miyashen shel olam gidro kapater min ha-mitzvahs. can argue that a sleeping person is pater for mitzvahs. Are we mechayiv a sleeping person who mechayiv mitzvahs? No. Sleeping, pater mina mitzvahs. Even though, again, we saw the Tosfos that says that you can bring a carbon chatas for him because he's a bar kapara. It's a higher level. So maybe he can't be mitzdarf to a minyan. So Rav Bakshi Daron is a little bit marich in this sugya, and his conclusion is that a yashen, a person who's sleeping, really wants to do mitzvahs. Right? A yashen might not have das, but like we find that there's a halacha by Geirishin that if you give a get to a woman when she's sleeping, she's not megureshes, even though you don't need her das. And the Rush writes, the Gar mechareshes the yashen alav badas klal. Les badas klal. So you see that someone who's sleeping doesn't have das at all. And based on the Rush, the Pri Chadash says that it can't be mitzare for sleeping person to a minion like the Taz. There's no das at all. The Rashba argues, the Rashba says the reason that a sleeping woman who is makabel get is not megureshes, she doesn't have a yad lekabelas get, as if she wasn't makabel get. The Nachan Ephraim asks from the Mishnah that if she wakes up and he says this is your get, she's megureshes, and if she doesn't have a yad, so there was no mesira, so it's like he told her tligiyetech malbeakarka, that doesn't work. So the Machane Ephraim there brings the Das HaRama V'Atur that a Yeshena has a Yad, but she's not Misgareshes, because by Get you need Yediyah Se'isha Shekibla Get. And according to that, he writes Shevamatana Sheyochola HaKnosal Yedei Das Makne Bilvad Lelo Das Kone Kone Gama Yashena Matana, that you can be Makne just with Das Makne. You don't need das kone, so that would be effective even for a yashen, because a yashen doesn't need das. He also writes a chotzer is kone kegaladim gam kshu yashen, so you don't need das. But klapit seir of yashen la sara, there, if a person is not bar das, they're not chayv in mitzvahs, there's going to be no kedusha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu. Kedivri ayayvitz, sheyashin lav bar das lagamre, lo la mitzvah, lo la vera, lo la schar, lo la ona, she's not bar das. However, a yashin might not have das, but he has a ratzon. So he can't make decisions, but when he's sleeping, he has ratzonos. And a lot of what his ritzonos are come out when he's sleeping. So, ani yeshena v'libier, ani yeshena mena mitzvahs libier la'asosan, that even when the Jews aren't mekayim mitzvahs, but their heart is still awake, they're sleeping from that, but their heart still has a ratzon. And that's the kedusha of the Jew. And we have the sheet of the Ramban, b'din kedusha Yisrael, that we find in the Gemara, which is like kedusha sefer Torah, and therefore you have to rip. And Rashi says it's only on the fact that the nifter is right a little motorah, and therefore you shouldn't rip for an isha because she's not batal motorah. But other rishonim say it's kedushas hamitzvahs. Even reikanim are malei mitzvahs karimo, and of course even women. The Ramban writes shanefesh beguf kaskaris begvilin v'roy lekorelek yiner lekim kamon shatara ner. So kedushas am Yisrael has, we have an neshama tahora, which is a chelek alokai mimal b'tzelam alekim ases adam. And therefore, chibur haneshama baguf, hu chibur osios bikvilin, and therefore Yashin has that. He might not have a das, but he has a ratzon. Mashenke, an Alzheimer patient, he doesn't even have a ratzon, like the definition of one doctor, that he's a walking vegetable. His body is walking, but without machshava, without kavana. And therefore, dino kishote. And therefore, you cannot be mitzarif in lasara, Shugarua harbe min ayashen, even less than someone who's sleeping. So you can't say the svar of the Taz of the Ruach HaTumah because the Maisa is awake, but we have another Svara that he doesn't have any Ratzon, and Rov Poskim hold that a Yashin is not Mitzdarif to a Minyan, and a Alzheimer's patient is even less than a Yashin, and therefore concludes Rav Bakshi Doron that a Alzheimer's patient cannot be Mitzdarif L'minyan Shel Asara, and we should be Zocha Mirta Hashem to Yeshuos Gedolos Bakol V'nir'eh V'karov B'bias Mashiach Tzidkenu V'mehe Ravi Amenu Amen V'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.